Welcome to the TOEFL Podcast, Episode 4. Welcome to the TOEFL Podcast, the podcast for those who are studying for the test of English as a foreign language, or the IELTS, the International English Language Testing System. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. As usual, our TOEFL podcast will have four parts. First, we will read the dialogue slowly. Second, we will explain terms and phrases in the dialogue. Third, we will listen to the dialogue again, this time at a native rate of speech. And finally, we will ask a comprehension question. Now let's get started. Well, Jessica, I think you should really take something less than a full load of classes this semester.
But I was hoping to finish my minor by spring semester.
I understand that you want to finish up and get a job, but given your current GPA, I can't recommend taking such a heavy load.
I see what you mean. Couldn't I take an incomplete on some of the classes, then finish the work over the break?
It doesn't quite work that way. You can't plan on taking an incomplete in a class. If the professor finds out that was your intention all along, he's likely to say no. Besides, you can't possibly finish up all the work in just a few weeks.
But if I don't take 18 units this semester, I'm going to have to get a part-time job since my financial aid is running out.
Well, let's see if we can figure something out. Here, hand me your schedule of classes. Let me take a crack at it and see if I can find a good mix of classes for you to enroll in.
That would be great. I really do appreciate your help on this, Professor.
It's no problem. That's what they pay me to do. Now let's talk about some of the expressions used in the conversation or dialogue. The dialogue begins with the professor telling his student, Jessica, that she should take something less than a full load of classes this semester. A full load of classes means you are taking the number of classes that make you a full-time student. It can also mean taking a lot of classes in this case. The student says that she was hoping to finish her minor by spring semester. You can major or minor in something in an American university. To major is your most important or your primary concentration area. The minor is a specialization that you take less classes for. You can have just a major and a minor, but you can't have just a minor. Everyone has to have a major or primary area of study. The professor explains to his student, Jessica, that given her current GPA, he wouldn't recommend such a heavy load. GPA, you probably know, stands for grade point average. It's the average score you have. Most American colleges use a scale, a system of 1 through 4 points. And so your GPA is usually given as, for example, 3.67. That would be all of your classes combined. That's your average grade. where A is 4 points, B is 3 points, C is 2 points, D is 1 point, and F is, of course, 0 points. The student asks if she can take an incomplete in some of the classes and then finish her work over the break. To take an incomplete in a class means that you are given an extra or additional time to finish the assignments that you need to complete the class. You don't get an F, but you don't get any grade. You get an I or an incomplete, and you have usually one semester or one quarter to finish up the work for that class. The break that Jessica refers to here would be the time between the two semesters. There's usually a winter break in December that is at the same time as Christmas and New Year's. And there is often a spring break, sometimes between two quarters, if the university is on a quarter system of 3 quarters a year, plus a summer quarter or session, or a semester system. If you're on a semester system, the semester lasts 15 weeks instead of 10 weeks in the quarter system, and the spring break is usually in the middle of that. There are 2 semesters, then, instead of 3 quarters during the regular school year. The professor tells the student that she can't plan on taking an incomplete. He says it doesn't quite work that way, meaning that's not the way the university runs things or manages things, that the professor only gives an incomplete if the student unexpectedly, without knowing in advance, is having problems completing their assignments. The student is somewhat worried because she wanted to take 18 units this semester. A unit is also called a credit. Each university class usually has 3, 4, or 5 credits or units, and you can take anywhere between 12 and 18 of these units or credits. That would actually only be 3 or 4 classes because each class has so many credits, and your tuition, what you pay to go to school, depends on the number of units or credits that you take. To be a full-time student, you need to be taking a minimum number of credits or units, usually 12, for a semester system. But each university has its own policy about that. The student is worried that her financial aid is running out. Financial aid is money that the government or some other organization gives you to help you pay for your tuition. The federal government gives, in the United States, students money if they don't have enough money, though not very much. They don't give you a lot of money. Some states give you money. And then there are private organizations. And the university sometimes has its own money that it gives you or loans you, and then you can pay back the loan after you graduate. That's financial aid. To say your financial aid is running out means that you no longer have very much left. We use this expression, it's running out, for lots of different things. You can say, for example, we are running out of milk, meaning we don't have very much milk left. We have some, but not very much. And in this case, her financial aid is running out means she doesn't have very much money left. The professor says that they can figure something out. To figure something out is like solving a problem. I'm trying to figure out what he wants means I'm trying to understand what he wants. So to figure out is to solve, or to be able to reach a conclusion about something. The professor asked the student to hand me your schedule. To hand something to someone means to give it to them, giving it to them with your hand. You can say, let me hand you my paper, means I'm going to give you my paper. The professor looks at the paper of her schedule, where her schedule is listed, and says, let me take a crack at it. The expression to take a crack at it means to attempt something, to try something. Usually when someone else has tried something and now you think you can do it better, you may say, let me take a crack at it, means let me try doing it. In this case, planning her schedule. The student thanks the professor. I really do appreciate your help, which is a polite way of saying thank you. I appreciate your help. Notice that we use a noun after the verb appreciate. I appreciate your helping me, where helping is a gerund. I appreciate your time. Those are all possible uses of that expression, I really appreciate, or I really do appreciate. There's no difference between I really appreciate and I really do appreciate, except that when you say do here, it's a little more emphasis. You're trying to say I really, really appreciate your help. The professor says it's no problem, which is an informal, very common way people respond. Instead of saying you're welcome, someone says thank you, and you say, oh, it's no problem. That means you're welcome, but it's more informal. Now let's listen to the dialogue again, this time at regular speed. Well, Jessica, I think you should really take something less than a full load of classes this semester.
But I was hoping to finish my minor by spring semester.
I understand that you want to finish up and get a job, but given your current GPA, I can't recommend taking such a heavy load.
I see what you mean. Couldn't I take an incomplete on some of the classes, then finish the work over the break?
It doesn't quite work that way. You can't plan on taking an incomplete in a class. If the professor finds out that was your intention all along, he's likely to say no. Besides, you can't possibly finish all the work in just a few weeks.
But if I don't take 18 units this semester, I'm going to have to get a part-time job since my financial aid is running out.
Well, let's see if we can figure something out. Here, hand me your schedule of classes. Let me take a crack at it and see if I can find a good mix of classes for you to enroll in.
That would be great. I really do appreciate your help on this, Professor.
It's no problem. That's what they pay me to do. Now a comprehension question. According to the professor, why can't Jessica take an incomplete? Select two of the following answers. A, incompletes are not something you can plan to do. B, her GPA is not high enough. C, her financial aid is running out and won't cover the cost. And D, she won't have time to finish her work. The correct answers are A, incompletes are not something you can plan on doing, and D, she won't have time to finish or complete her work. That's all for today's TOEFL podcast. Remember that we have a daily podcast also to help you improve your English called the English as a Second Language podcast. You can go to our website at www.eslpod.com for more information. If you have questions or just want to tell us who you are and where you are listening from, please email us. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on the TOEFL podcast. TOEFL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. Copyright 2005. TOEFL is a registered trademark of the Educational Testing Service, which does not endorse and was not involved in the production of this podcast.